Welcome to another post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. I'm Carl James. Today is Wednesday, April 6th, 2022. The Indiana University baseball team last night traveled to Evansville, Indiana to play the Evansville Aces. That game was lost 8-4. IUBase.com had an exclusive interview with head coach Jeff Mercer following the game. All right, Coach, another game where you guys out-hit your opponent but come up on the short end. What are you telling your guys to try to keep that offensive pressure continuing in game to game?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I thought this was one of the most competitive games. We really competed on the mound. We competed offensively. We had a bunch of balls right out. Guys hit balls hard. Had some opportunity, the right guys up in the right time, hit a couple double play balls, and weren't able to really break through offensively, but we were super competitive the entire day, I thought. I had good at-bats. And on the mound, we were competitive. We executed pitches. We got a ground ball there to get out of it. Didn't make a play. Guys threw on homer. But you look at the way that we played tonight, and that's what I've asked those guys to do. I know it's about winning and losing, and I understand it's about winning and losing, and that's not lost on me. But the way that we compete, the way that we play, and I was really proud of the way we played tonight. And that's baseball. If you're competitive, you show up, you care about the name across the front of your jersey more than the back, then I'm okay. Like I felt like today was a day that we really, really showed up to compete. We cared for each other and created a great identity moment for us as a team. And that was something I've really challenged the guys and asked them to do, is to be more concerned about the name across the front and to compete and to give your best effort. And sometimes baseball is baseball. Sometimes goofy things happen. And I felt like that was one of those things that we played well, we played hard, we executed, we competed, didn't go our way. Those things happen. You know, being scared to compete, being scared to be in the moment, those are things that are unacceptable, right? Those are things, selfish behavior or scared to compete, those are things that bother me. But when you go out and you play hard and you love your teammates and you show up to compete, and sometimes baseball is baseball. You play against a good team. If they swept the Big Ten team this past weekend, they're competitive. They're very well coached. You know, I'm okay with that. It's just the way that we played tonight, I thought, was excellent.
You've got a couple good innings out of Ty Bothwell today. Yeah. So it's the second time he's been kind of showing what he can do. What do you have to say about Ty today?
I was thrilled for Ty. And he came into a really tough situation. You know, there's runners on bases loaded. The mound, you know, slipped out, and so we had to redo the mound. He's got like a 40-minute break in the middle of that. And he went out and executed pitches and did a really good job. Got out of a couple different pickles and executed fastballs, landed a few breaking balls early. And so it was a big day for Ty. And I thought it was a good day for John. I know he gives up the homer early. That guy made a good swing on a good pitch. And then he gets in a little bit of a pickle and then gets out of it. We don't make a play. And then, you know, you can't let the middle of the order run up there time and time again. But I saw a lot of good things from different guys, Ty being one of those guys. And you know, Ty's so talented. He's so invested. He loves Indiana. He cares. And so just getting Ty to understand he is good enough and he can be competitive and go out there and just execute his game. He did that, did a really good job, two in a row, and I'm really happy for him.
Brock Tibbetts had been in a little bit of a slump, but now he seems to have gotten a couple hits in the last couple games. Is he coming out of that, you think?
Yeah, Brock, you know, being a young guy, sometimes you kind of lose a feel for your hands. At times it happens. So his hands were a little high. It was a little bit steep, kind of cutting the face of balls. And you'll see him when he swings and misses out of fastball, he's a little bit steep. And so he and Coach Rutherford made an adjustment and kind of talked about it. And even his outs have been hard outs. They've been scorched balls. He scorched a couple last weekend, scorched one to center, has a couple hits. So, you know, we've made a slight adjustment, and he's done a really good job. Brock's awesome. I've been good at bats and has been great for us all year.
And continue to see some, like you mentioned on Sunday, we already saw a little bit of it today where we got Evan Goforth out there. So we tend to see a little bit more of that, maybe some different guys coming in here and there.
Yeah, you got to give – we've ridden those position players really hard, and we've had some arms races where we're trying to come back. And so, you know, playing one of those arms race games is kind of like playing a doubleheader for position players. They're long and they're tough games. We've scored a lot of runs. So you got to give some guys a blow. You know, Matt Ellis, we got to give that guy a breather from behind the plate. TD, I got to give that guy a breather sometimes and get some young guys in there. Evan's a super talented kid and very, very hardworking. Evan played really well today. Had good at-bats. Made a couple of really nice defensive plays. And I was really happy for him. His first position player start to get out there. And to go in there like a veteran, it really shows the amount of work that he's put in behind the scenes to be ready to go at the top of a hat and go in there and compete at such a high level. Did a great job.
And then what does it mean to get Ethan Vercrumba back at the plate?
Yeah, yeah, that was that's been those guys have stepped up in his absence, but that was a big loss, right? For us, Ethan's a really offensive guy and was kind of slated to be the next DH when he got hurt. So getting him back out there today was a big step for us, and hopefully we can get him going and find some spots for him as well, because he is a very talented player and works really hard. So you like the way that some of those guys are. We can keep adding guys to the fold, keep adding guys to the mix. You can get more matchups and do some of that stuff and not ride some of those starters so hard. That's a big deal for the team.
So what's your next step in as far as trying to fill out all the innings you're going to need to fill out with your pitching?
Well, you know, I kind of like what we did today. You know, what we did today there on Sundays where we're trying to get where we can come in waves a little bit more. And we did a better job of that today. And so when you start adding, you know, Ty back into the mix more, John back into the mix more, Reese executed. We kind of changed his usages a little bit today. And I thought he was better changing the usages. And so we just have to kind of come out and force. We're trying to get some different guys in there and see what they can do. Obviously, we're still scrimmaging during the midweek and seeing what those guys can do in that setting. So we feel like we have two really good starters in Perkins and in Brimmer. They give us a chance. You know, Holderfield and Tucker have proven themselves in the bullpen. And then we have to just keep adding guys to the mix. So obviously, Ty and John being big ones. And then, you know, changing Reese's usage, I think, really helped him a lot, too. So that'll be the thing. That'll be the plan for us, is to keep running guys out there and keep believing in them and keep working with them. They're talented. It's a talented group. You know, every coach I talk to at the end of it says, you know, your arms are so talented. And they're really good. At some point, those things are going to come together and execute better sequences and locations. And I believe that, too. I really do believe that. And they're working hard. They're busting their tail. And those things come together. When people of integrity work really hard and they are talented, those things come together. And they'll come together for those guys. I'm confident of that.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Next up for the Hoosiers is a three-game series at rival Purdue. We will have coverage from Alexander Field, so keep an eye and ear out for that. And then once home play resumes, we will see you at the BART.